This is Colin Boyle. Colin, you're on WGN. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for joining us. You're a contributing reporter and photographer for Block Club Chicago. It's a terrific website. It covers local news very well. There you were on Friday at Grant Park watching that protest turn riot into turned into a riot at the Columbus statue, right?
Yeah, so just for some clarification here, I was only at the protest for about 30 minutes prior to what happened that we're going to be talking about in a little bit. I was assigned last minute. I was coming from another job, so I got there around 8 p.m. And by the time I arrived, I saw the police were using pepper spray to disperse the protesters after they encroached the Columbus statue, trying to tear it down, and after a few threw objects at the police officers trying to protect the statue.
They threw objects at the police officers who were trying to protect the statue. Who was it that was protesting slash rioting there?
So that I really can't speak to the extent of if we, because I wasn't there the entire time. I'm aware that prior to the protest, or prior to my arrival, the protest was surrounded, focusing on supporting Black and Indigenous people in Chicago. And that's what I'm aware of. That was, but I wasn't there the entire time. I was there from 8 p.m. until around 9 p.m.
I got it.
And I'm aware that the whole situation around the statue was after 7 p.m.
Mayor spoke angrily about this scene again this morning. Were you there long enough to see what the scheme was? Were they going to put a rope on it and pull it down?
That I really can't speak to now. By the time I got there, I was greeted by pepper spray in the air. So people were coughing. I was coughing. I was trying to just gather as much as I could information while also complying with police orders and making sure that myself and those around me were safe. Just checking in on people as well as just trying to make sure that I wasn't breathing in the pepper spray.
Yeah, right. So there's two versions of this story or two stories at that event. One is that, the protest, the riot, the vandalism that they were trying to put on the statue. And then there was the way the police were handling that scene. So in order to keep the people away, they're pepper spraying the area. And what happened to you?
Yeah, so again, I can't really speak to the extent of the protest. And, as a journalist, I never want to be the story. I'm just trying to be one of the journalists helping tell the stories. But when I was leaving the scene after spending about 30 minutes present, I was complying with police officer orders the entire time. I have a Chicago Police Department issued badge that I was holding out and making present. And I was having, overall a positive experience in my interactions with the cops. So I wasn't getting any crap for being a journalist there. When someone told me to move, I'd move. And I was about to leave while crossing the street. And at where I was, the cops were not actively dispersing. The area was very well blocked off by police presence. And officers were just washing off. Some were just hanging out. Some were taking photos of themselves by the Columbus statue, and I was just trying to cross Columbus Drive to exit. And this one officer walked past me, saw me holding my press badge, and swore at me. And I asked him, making sure I didn't want a problem. I was just saying, "Hey, I'm leaving, but what did you say? Because I'm slightly hard of hearing, especially with all the noise going around." And you said that I got whacked earlier, John, if I'm correct. And to correct you, I want to make sure that you know that I was not whacked. I was shoved and grabbed for asking a cop why he swore at me for presenting my press badge. So I just wanted a little clarification in there. So the entire time I was just complying with police orders I was complying even when I was being assaulted by an officer for displaying a Chicago Police Department issued press badge.
Yeah.
And again, this isn't the full story. The full story is the fact that objects were thrown. The scenes were very daunting. You see it all over the news, and that's partially why I was assigned. I was assigned last minute because things
Is it possible that they were mistaking you for one of the people that were hurling objects at them?
I don't think that's possible.
Yeah.
I wasn't there the entire time, so if they had thought they'd seen me before, that's false. Also, it's hard to mistake someone who's holding a police department issued badge. I remind you that these badges, as you're a member of the press, these badges are issued with a background check, and I'm with a verified news outlet. So, this comes after so many examples of cops across the country failing to respect the freedom of the press, and I'm certain these cops were distraught, and rightfully so, right? The scenes that we saw were daunting on Friday night. But again, where we were exactly, the cops were not dispersing protesters at the exact spot that we were at. Mm-hmm. The scene was very relaxed. And so, you know, I'm upset that this happened because no one should ever have their hands or someone. So no one should ever have someone lay their hands on them unwarranted and non-consensually, especially when they were doing absolutely nothing wrong.
Well, let me ask you to pause right there. Colin Boyle's on the line. He's a contributing reporter and photographer for Block Club Chicago. This happened Friday night in Chicago at Grant Park. There's a Columbus statue there. There was a group there. And so this is part of the scene that has unfolded. When the police officer, I watched the video of that you posted, and the officer comes at you very aggressively, and you are pleading with him as you evidently were holding up your badge. I couldn't see that, but it was clear what was going on. You were saying, I'm with the press. Come on, man. You were absolutely telling them.
I didn't say, man. I said, sir. Just wanted to correct you there.
Fair enough.
Just make sure. Yeah, sir.
And you were telling them that you will comply with anything they ask you to do. You are not there to make trouble.
Yeah.
And you're a member of the press, and this officer was having none of it. Exactly, though, what did he do to you then?
So as I was crossing, and when the officer first swore at me, he asked if I wanted a problem after I asked him what he said. And then he said, oh, are you going to film me? And kind of taunted me and mocked the fact that as a member of the press, as an American, you have the right to film. And so he made this very threatening presence of, are you going to film me? Are you going to do this? And I was like, no, because I didn't want to become another story. I didn't want this to happen. And lo and behold, it did. And so once he grabbed me from behind and shoved me, that's when I was able to finally reach and get my camera out. And then when I yelled out for help to the officers that were standing there, the bystanding officers who failed to intervene on this attack on the press, I yelled out for help. And the cop said in the camera, yeah, you're going to need help, which to me is just after seeing, Omar Jimenez in Minnesota being taken into custody while live on camera and seeing so many journalists across the country being hit by, rubber bullets, being tear gassed while presenting their badges. I was afraid of becoming another one of those stories.
Colin, I'm out of time. Just last quick question. What's next? Are you suing the police or is there another chapter?
I filed an official complaint with COPPA. And what's next is I'm going to never stop telling stories. I'm never going to stop being a journalist. And I'm never going to stop making sure that people are aware of the First Amendment rights. And I'm proud as hell to be doing this job and be working with such amazing journalists in the city of Chicago, my hometown. So, yeah, that's what's next. And getting some homework done because I'm still in grad school.
Thanks for your time, Colin. Yeah. I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad you joined us.
Thank you for having me, John.